just do a moment of meditation. Om Shuklambaratharam Vishnu.
Om Shuklambaratharam Vishnu.
Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam.
Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam.
Prasanna Vadanam Dhyayet. Prasanna Vadanam Dhyayet. Sarvavigno Pashantiye.
Sarvavigno Pashantiye.
Saraswati Namastubhyam.
Saraswati Namastubhyam.
Varade Kamarupini.
Varade Kamarupini.
Vidyarambham Karishyami.
Vidyarambham Karishyami.
Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada.
Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada.
Yenakshara Samamnayam.
Yenakshara Samamnayam.
Atigamya Maheshwarat.
Atigamya Maheshwarat.
Pritsnam Vyakaranam Proktam.
Krishnam Vyakaranam Proktam.
Tasmai Pani Paninaye Namaha.
Tasmai Paninaye Namaha.
Vakyakaran Vararuchim.
Vakyakaran Vararuchim.
Bhashyakaran Patanjalim.
Bhashyakaran Patanjalim.
Paninim Sutrakarancha.
Paninim Sutrakarancha.
Pranatosmi Munitrayam.
Pranatosmi Munitrayam.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Now, every time we'll chant these, next time we'll just chant this together, this prayer. So you can practice at home, make sure that you can read it, and then we'll just chant it together. And after that, we'll always recite the Maheshwara Sutras. These you have to have by heart. Okay? So let's do it together. Or repeat after me the first time, okay? Ayun.
Ayun.
Rilik.
Eong,
Hayouch, Hayavarat,
Lung,
Nyamangananam, Chabanj, Kardardash, Jabagadadash, Kapachatata Chatatav, Kapai, Sheshasara, Hal, Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Let's go together.
Let's, could we slow down?
Sure.
Thank you.
A-I-un, together, at this speed. A-I-un, R-L-I-K,
E-O-N,
I-O-U-C,
I-O-R-A-T,
N-A-N, N-Y-A-M-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-M, C-H-A-B-A-N-J, G-H-A-T-A-S-H, Jabagadadash, ka-pa-cha-ta-cha-ta-ta. Let's do it again. Ka-pa-cha-ka-ta-cha-ta. Kapai, sha-sha-sara, hal. Iti, Maheshwarani, Sutrani. So you have to walk around saying this all the time. So now, just a little... Not looking at this bottom part, just using this for now, okay? You tell me what I'm referring to. I'm going to just give some really common ones. Uch. Uch.
All vowels.
All vowels. Uck.
Simple vowels.
So, uch, all vowels. Uck, simple vowels. H.
Diphthongs.
Eng.
Just A and O.
And what are A and O? What kind of letters are A and O? Guna. Right, those are guna letters. A and O are guna. Just, it's not that this is printing out guna here, but you should know also always that A and O are guna letters. Aeong, right? Aich. Vridhi letters, right? Aiouch. What about yun? Yun.
Is it out? No.
Look at the top line, the last two, Hayavarat Lan. So if I say Yun, it'll be the semi-vowels. Right? Because you go, it'll leave off the H, because H is not a semi-vowel. So if I start with the Y, yeah. If I start with the Y and go to the that first, that Na, right? Yun. Semi-vowels. See? Jush.
Non-aspirate.
Everybody see that? Jush? Soft non-aspirates. The third letters. Third letters. What if I said Jush? It's on the fourth, the second line, the last one. If you go from the J to the Sh, Jush. You see that? Jabba Gada Jush? You see Jush? December 10.
Yeah.
Okay, Jush. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Jabagadadesh.
Oh, yeah.
What about Jush? Jush.
Jush.
Yeah. Jabanj Gadadesh. Mm-hmm. So Jush are the fourth letters, mm-hmm. and Jush are the third letters. Mm-hmm. What about Chai? Chai.
First, so hard, non-aspirates.
Hard non-aspirates, right? The aspirates are left out there. If I say chai, it's the hard non-aspirates. You see the fourth line? Go to the middle of the first sutra 11. Starts with a cha, cha ta ta, and then kapai. So cha ta ta kapa. Those are first letters. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
What about Kai? Kai. No, Kai. I'm aspirating, okay? Kai. The first and second letters, right? The hard consonants. Okay. Do you notice, I pointed this out last week, that you can't have just the hard aspirates. There's no... Do you see that? Starting with ka. Because there's no it letter that will allow you to just pull out the hard aspirates. So you can do all of the first and second. Do you see that on the Sutra 11? Ka, pa, cha, ta, ta. Those are all the hard aspirates, right? But then comes not an it letter, but cha, ta, ta. So there's no way to just get the hard aspirates by themselves. You can say kav, which is not going to be used very often because you're leaving out the kapai. Mm-hmm. So you'll get kai, the aspirate ka, all the way to the ya, you know. Or you'll also get chai, mm-hmm. the unaspirate cha, all the way to the ya, right? You ready to see that? You'll get chav. Do you see chav, Sutra 11? Chatatav? Mm-hmm. Because in Sandhi rules, sometimes those three non-aspirates that are in the middle, the palatal, lingual, and the dental will be singled out. So you'll see chav once in a while. And you'll see kapai once in a while. You know, kapa, because they deal differently. You know, they're different. What about, here's another common one, shudder. Shudder.
Siblings.
Shul.
Siblings,
including hull, including her. Now here's a one to note. Make note of. What about hull? Hull.
Hull can either be just a hull or on.
Right. See that hull of number 14. But do you see that number 5? Hayavarat. So there's two uses for that hull. It can either be hull, which would mean all the consonants. Do you see number 5? Penny, do you see Sutra 5?
Yeah.
Ha, ya, va, rat. So if you take that ha and end with the final la, hul, that would be all consonants. So you have uch and hul. Vowels, right? Uch is vowels. Ayun, verlik, eon, ayouch. So all vowels are uch. Hul, all consonants. Okay for everybody? Mm-hmm. What about nyam? Nyam. All the nasals.
All the nasals.
There's something else interesting here. If you look at the first sutra, a, I, un, and then the sixth at the top end of the top line, lun, there's two same it letter, right? Very rarely, I think there's only one sutra, I can't quite remember, but that uses the second na that would have un meaning. But if you have the un, meaning using the second one, that's going to mean the vowels, the semi-vowels, and ha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But isn't the nun, that one it said that the anuswara actually is part of the it
yes.
letter, so then when we write it, why don't we put that?
Well, because the na is an it letter too. It's just you can write it with the nasal as an it letter. In one or two sutras, they use that nasal
mm-hmm.
as the it letter instead of the na. So there's
we had a question about apologies about lun.
Okay.
Could you kind of review that lun?
The Sutra 6, the lun, the nakara there, is an it letter. But the nasalized of lun, the nasalization only goes to the vowel, right? So that nasal is also considered an it letter. It will drop, is what it means.
Mm.
But there's a sutra that uses that. That's not very common, but there is a sutra that uses it, and it's acknowledged as an it letter. Okay, that's all I can tell you about it.
Why does it use this symbol instead of just an anuswara?
That symbol is called the Chandra Bindu. And it's used for anunasika, for nasalization. The anuswara is also nasalized, but it's a nasalized makara, him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that the chandra bindu, whatever it is, right, is just for anunasika, for nasalization. And that's also used often. See, sometimes they're just going to use anuswara depending on the type. But the chandra bindu will also be used for the nasalized semi-vowel. Do you remember the nasalized semi-vowel? You don't need to know that right now.
In chanting, a lot of times, isn't that the symbol where we say gum?
It is, but then it has a nether stroke also.
Okay. I still have a vision. So when we're pronouncing... For this purpose,
just pronounce. You don't even hear it.
Don't even hear it.
You don't even hear it. Lung. Lung.
So maybe you answered this already, but to the extent that the Chandra Bindu is considered part of the it letter, can't we distinguish hal? Why can't we distinguish?
It's not part of the lit letter.
Oh, it's not.
It's a second it letter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question though. It's a second it letter.
But it drops, and we're not to worry.
Not to worry for now.
It would be better if it didn't drop so we can distinguish the it letter.
No, it letter. It letter is only a marker. An it letter will drop by the very fact that it's an it letter. In fact, I'm going to show you some things around that in a minute. So don't get too worried about that. Also, I have to remind everybody that my level of knowledge is one in from yours, whereas my level of knowledge in Vedanta is probably 10 in from yours. My level of Panini knowledge is one, maybe two in from yours. That means there's going to be a lot of I don't knows. But we'll make a list and always ask Brahma Prakashananda. And she's made herself available. So I just want you to know that there's going to be a lot of I don't knows. And we just have to live with it, because otherwise we can't. You can't even get that one level in. So I can give you the one level in, okay? Okay, so... with this sheet, you already have this sheet. I blew it up because I want you to be able to have it on your lap, referring to it all of the time until you get it memorized. And as everybody, I want to show you something interesting. Let me see how much they do this themselves. One way you can, they're doing it themselves. Mm-hmm. If you study these, you can always go back and refer up here. You know, like if they say un, it means the first vowel, to whatever the letter is. Mm-hmm. And then they're just going to list all of those and all of the vowels until they get to the it letter. Lisa asked a good question the other day to me, just to make sure that you understand that. When you see, look at, that's simple, i-un, because it's the first it letter in the Maheshwara Sutras. But if you look at their second one where it says uk, that is the second one. That's the second it letter, ayun relik. You see that? So when you see uk, how they delineate this, they don't say ayun relik, because that's no longer an it letter. If you go all the way to the ka, the it letters are going to drop out along the way. Mm-hmm. So you go from the a-e-u-r-l-k-e-n, uk. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. So that nakara is going to have dropped out. Because all they're showing you there is what the letters are that are included in that pratyahara. So what each one of these is called is a pratyahara. The pratyahara is a condensation, you know, that Panini uses throughout his grammar. And it just it allows an abbreviated form to show a whole group of letters. Okay? So I just want to make sure. Does everybody understand that? How to read these? And so it's worthwhile studying. Like the ones I just kind of quizzed you on, like uch, uk, you know, ing, ich, all of these things. These are ones that come all the time. Mm-hmm. Yen. So those really common ones, you will eventually get by heart. You know, but what you want to do is when you take your walk or exercise. Okay for everybody? Let's go to the second page.
And could you just say which one are the most, like, 10 most common, so we have a good place to start? Besides vowels, semi-vowels.
Actually, when I'm... All of these that she's put on here are common. But one thing I would do is this. Say to yourself, I want to know what the pratyahara is for the semi-vowels. What is the pratyahara for the sibilants? Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Can I make a pratyahara for the hard consonants? Mm. For the soft consonants? For the first letter, second? And see what you can make the pratyahara for. What about guna, vriddhi? Can I make it? What about simple vowels? What about any simple vowels except for a or ah? Can I do that? Mm. So experiment. And that's a good way for you to become familiar. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah. I had another question on the vowels. You know, on the diphthongs it says A-I-O-O, but for the simple vowels, there's not the one with the one mantra. Are they not like A-R-E-E?
You know, that's a very good question. And I'm going to get into that, but let me just answer that. You see what Kiki's asking? Mm-hmm. If you see this letter A, does it include A? Yes, it does. It includes, we'll be talking about this, but just to make it clear for now, it actually includes 18 forms.
Oh, right.
Okay. It includes 18 forms, which would, let me just tell you basically what they are. The letter A, these, what do you call, actually, have 18 forms. The 18 forms would be, first of all, there's Hraswa Dirgha Pluta. And in your handout, this handout, I think there's a nice chart for it. Let's see if I can find that. Yeah, do you have your Sanskrit handout? Do you have the Sanskrit handout? Mm-hmm. It's this one. Yeah, that one. In the Sanskrit handout, on page 12, it looks like this. This is page 12 here. Everybody see that? Page 12 of the Sanskrit handout? There's a chart. I meant to make this chart. I haven't done it yet. But since you have this handout, it would be fun to look at it. Page 12.
The third page in.
Third page in. On the left-hand side, there's a little chart there. Did everybody see that chart? These talk about all of the forms of these letters. If you look at the first column, everybody on the first column, you see where it says a, e, u, r, r. Okay? Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. This first column has these forms. All of these letters have these particular forms. Whereas if you look at, for now, we're just going to look at the column heading so you can understand how this works. In the second column, you have a, e, u, r, a, o, I, au. So the second column has everything in the first column plus the diphthongs. And the third column is exactly the same. Everything, you know, everything. So but the first column, the first column only applies to a, e, u, r, r. Let me tell you why. In the first column, these letters are hreswa. They're hreswa. They're short. Okay? In the second column, the hreswa letters, a, e, u, r, they also have dirga and pluta. But the diphthongs, a, o, i, au, don't have hreswa. Right? They don't have hreswa. Do you notice that l is not included here? Because l doesn't have dirga or pluta. L. Sorry, I have to always say that properly now. No R. It only has dirga. I mean, only has hraswa.
And pluta.
I guess it does have pluta. I didn't know that, actually. Okay, so I guess everything's got pluta. Do you kind of see? Mm-hmm. So now, look at where it says the next line, hraswa beda. Vedaha. Hraswa means short. Mm-hmm. One matra. Veda means the differences. The different types of hraswa. Veda means difference, right? Mm-hmm. So the division. The division of hraswa. How many hraswas are there? So look at how many there are. There's six. Udata Anunasika. Do you remember what udata is? It's the swara, it's the tone that's unmarked. The unmarked tone. The middle tone. The middle tone is udata. Anunasika is nasal. So it's udata and it's nasal. You can have a short a that's both udata and not and anunasika and nasals. The second could be udata and un-anunasika. Is everybody on number two with me? Mm-hmm. Udata and un-anunasika, non-nasal. Mm-hmm. Udata, non-nasal. The third one is anudata, nasal, anunasika. The fourth one is anudata, un-anunasika. Mm-hmm. The fifth one is swarita, anunasika. And the sixth one is swarita un-anunasika. It's important to... Kiki, this was your question.
I'm sorry.
But I want to show you this anyway. Let's look at it just in terms of symbols. The first column, okay? In the first column, we've got udata, and we're just going to do it with a. The letter A. Okay. Udata Anunasika. Udata Un-Anunasika. No nasal. Then, Anudata Anunasika. Low tone. Anudata Un-Anunasika. Then, high tone, swarita. High tone is that's a problem to say that. Just say swarita. Swarita, anunasika. S- Svarita and Anunasika, sorry. Get my eraser. Udata, right? Udata, Anunasika. Anunasika means this, nasalized. Udata, Anunasika. Udata, Anunasika. Anudata, Anunasika. Anudata. Anudata, Anunasika. Anudata, Anunasika. Swarita Anunasika. Swarita Anunasika.
And is there a, what do you call it, a protocol as to what you say first in terms of when you're talking about these? I mean,
oh, the way they say it?
No,
oh.
I mean, do you say the, like, Swarita comes first?
Swarita.
Swarita.
Well, because they do it in first. And actually, when you start learning.
I mean, in that order.
You should just do it how they're doing it.
Okay.
And there is an order, actually, for in compounds, what comes first, and what are the letters and all of that. If it's, see, this is both things. It's both, so it's an equal compound. It's, the members are equal in the compound. Because it's both, in this case, it's both Udata and Anunasika. It's both Udata and Anunasika, right?
Right.
So just take the order that they give it here. Then you don't have to worry about it, because this will be the standard that you usually see it in. In this one, so this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay? Then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 would be what? The same thing with A. Or any of these other letters.
So how would you add the Pluto?
I'm going to do that too. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Pluto would be like this. Let's see if they've done. I think actually it's like this. No, sorry. Actually, you know, I'm not positive whether they do a short O or a long O. You're going to see this in chanting. I'll look that up. But it's going to be this letter 3 after it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And so, it might be the R. Do you know, Bill?
No,
I've got to look that up. It's either going to be the R or with a 3 after it. That'll be the Pluto letter.
Mm-hmm.
And in just reading, you're not going to see it. Really, where you're going to see this, Pluto, is in Samaveda chanting.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. And there's also a portion in the Taittiriya where you'll see it. It's very beautiful. Like that. So. Okay, does everybody kind of see how you get 18 forms? So now let me tell you something here. For these first letters, the letters that go are in every one, that go through every one, you're going to have 18 forms. For the left, you're only going to have 12 forms. Why? Because it's only in the first column and the third column.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have 12 forms. Mm-hmm. What about the diphthongs? 12 forms. You see why? Because the diphthongs only show up in the second column and the third column. So each column has 6 members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does everybody kind of understand this?
I have a question. So we're saying that tones are a type and not an attribute?
That's right. They're one of the Bahya Prayatnas, actually. Yeah. So the tone, it's going to be the tone, and then whether the length and then nasal. Yeah, it's not just an attribute. Yeah. And you do you know that usually in pre-classical Sanskrit and in some of the old types, everything, like in the Panini Sutras, everything had a swara.
Yeah.
The swaras have been, swara means the tones, the swaras have been lost, you know? But when you were when we would chant like the Dhatupada, which is the whole list of verbs, for instance, the verbal roots, you would chant that whole list, they would have swaras. The swara would tell you what type of a verb it is. Is it Atmanepada, Parasmaipada, Upayapada? Yeah.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah, very neat, but those are gone, you know, unfortunately.
So this really illustrates the importance of chan, really.
Yeah, well, we don't... The reason you need to know this, basically, what's going to be very important to you, is not the fact that it, the nasalization, really, or the swaras, because that's not relevant, really, in learning classical Sanskrit. But what really is relevant is to know that here, when you're learning the Maheshwara Sutras, when you're learning this Maheshwara Sutras, if you say, it's going to include all of the Savarna letters. The Savarna letters are the letters that are the same Asya and Prayatnam. They're the same, made in the same place, and they have the same, Abhyantara Prayatnam, inner effort. Mm-hmm. And so that would mean that is going to include and ah. Okay? It'll include all three. E will include E. A will include A and A. You
but
see what I mean?
When we mention the vowels, you know, when we say these are the vowels and these are the consonants, we never talk of nasalization or tone there, and we never talk of kluta.
Yeah.
It's just
you know why? Because in classical Sanskrit, it doesn't really come. That's why. We don't think like that in classical Sanskrit. But you need to think like that in terms of the Panini Sutras, because all of that's going to be covered. So what in classical Sanskrit we might mention kluta, but we don't really teach it because you're not going to come across it in reading classical Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. You will come across it in chanting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need to know kluta. This nasalization you just need to know now because you're learning Panini Sutras. So it's important to know. So what is the point? Why did Kiki ask the question? Because if you say there's in the Pratyahara Sutras, right? In the Pratyahara Sutras, there's no ah. There's no ah, right? There's no nasalization. So you have to know that this letter will include all of the letters that will include the ah. The ah will include the ah and the ah. And all swaras. It makes sense to everybody? Okay. Kind of a lengthy answer to that. But still. This, we'll go over this in some detail, all right? Not right now. This is just to put it into your head a little bit. Can we move on? Anybody have any more questions on these? I think it's, but this is something that's just a matter of, we're going to go over them every class. You have to go over them all week until they just become embodied. Okay? Let's go to this sheet that says Pratyahara on it in the upper corner. This should be your second sheet. It says Pratyahara in the upper left corner of the chart. And you can always keep your Maheshwara Sutras over to the side so that you can recognize them. Okay? Everybody got? You have it? Sorry. Wake up! <time. laughs> Let's go over this chart. This is not so different. We went over something similar to this last week. But I think it's helpful. Notice in your first... Everybody have it? Notice in your first column where it says Pratyahara. Let's go down there. Uk. What is uk?
Simple vowels.
Ayum, rilik. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the second one? Nyai. Mm-hmm.
All the nasals and all the softs and all the hards.
Take a look.
Yeah, all the nasals and all the consonants.
nasals and consonants. Okay. I have to tell you, show you something here that...
Nasals and consonants, that's on the mutes, right?
Hmm?
Aren't nasals included in the consonants?
Yeah, the nasals and mutes is what's included there. Yeah, take a look.
Aren't nasals included in mutes?
Yeah.
They are, right? I mean, when we just do go-go-go-go-go.
That's right. They're included. That's why they're included in this.
This is mutes, really, right? So
yeah, oh, I see what you're saying. That's right. Sometimes you'll break the nasals out, but they're included in it. Yeah, you're right. Oh, okay. I want to tell you something. We'll see the sutras for this later. For now, I just want you to know it. If I take the first letter of the line, ka, ka, ga, ga, na, nasal included, and put an u, that includes the whole group. That if I say chu, the whole group from ka to nga. So this ku means okay. So chu would mean right, etc. So now if I went like this, it'd be the same. So this is an it letter.
Yeah.
It's an it letter. The short u is an it letter that tells you that when you say ku, when you take the ka and add that u to it, it is talking about the whole group from ka, ka, ga, ga, na, right? The first, second, third, fourth, and fifth letter. Fifth letter, we usually say nasal. Okay. So when you're learning, right, when you're learning your alphabet, ka, ka, ga, ka, na, I can just say ku, that includes the whole line.
But that doesn't have any, I'm lost, that doesn't have anything to do with this, right? What? I don't understand.
Okay, Penny, wait.
Okay.
Just understand this first.
Right.
Don't refer to that. Just
right.
Understand
We're
this.
We're talking about this. When you say ku, you're taking the first guttural line.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I take that u as an it letter, that it letter, and I put it on the first member of this line of mutes that ends with a nasal, it will include the whole line. So what if you're just in Panini, you see he uses the word ku. Mm-hmm. This is an it letter. If you see that ku, what does it mean?
Guttural.
The gutturals.
Okay.
If you see chu, what does it mean?
So this is another system other than this system. That is different than
it's
this.
Okay, that's
all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is another type of
notation.
That's right. I'm sorry. This is not part of the Maheshwarani Sutras. This U is a shortcut. It's an it letter that's telling you
these lines. Guttural pattern.
Yeah.
It'll take the whole line.
It'll take the whole line.
Okay.
From the first, second, third, fourth, and nasal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Similarly, chu, tu, and pu. Okay for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if I take the pratyahara? Mm. Nyam, nyai.
Yeah.
This is the Maheshwara Sutra now. Nyai.
Mm-hmm.
Nyai. Which is your second Maheshwara pratyahara here. Nyai. Look at what they've said going across the row. Ku. Chu. Does everybody have this?
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to have this one, Penny.
Yeah.
Okay. Now look at the pratyahara going down. We're looking at nyan.
Mm-hmm.
Now the second column, kanta. Right? The kanta are what?
Gutturals.
Mm-hmm. Let's go across the top row to make sure we know. So we've got the Pratyahara, which is the Maheshwara Sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Kanta.
Mm-hmm.
Kantya is guttural. Kanta is throat. Talu or Talavya. Talu means palatal, the palate.
Mm-hmm.
Oshkal, the lips. Murdha, the upper palate. The lingual cerebral, right? Danta, the teeth. for they say Hindi Sanya. I just put that in just for your understanding. The Sanya means term.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I looked
for that. I didn't find it. The Sanya is a technical term. How they say it in Hindi. Because also we say it is very similar to the Sanskrit also. So Prayatna is the effort, and this is going to be usually. This is a little aside. Usually, when they say just prayatna, which means effort, they're referring to the inner effort, abhyantara prayatna, not usually bahya prayatna. So it's the inner effort when they say prayatna. So does everybody see those lines on the top, what they mean? Okay. Now.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Under the Hindi term, what is that last character in the first line there?
Nya. Like jnanam? Oh. Sanya.
But then in the next row down, what is the last
swa? Term? You mean the swa?
Yeah.
Swa tantra. T-A-N-T-R.
Okay, that's it.
Tra, swa, it's a triple.
Okay.
Swa, tan, dental, da, tra. Swatantra. Okay? Very okay? Okay, swatantra.
I don't think it's
swatantra. Yeah.
Tra, mantra, right?
Swa,
yeah.
Tan, T-A-N-T-R-A, swatantra. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, look. Here we go. Top, second, let's start with uk again. A-I-U-R-L-E-R. Is a kanta letter, right? The vowel a is kanta. The vowel e is talu. The vowel u is what? Labial, oshal. R is murda. L is denta. Okay? It's swatantra. Means, what they mean by swatantra is that it's independent of itself. It's not a diphthong. If you take the letter A, it's not swatantra. It's combined. So they don't have, even in this chart, they don't even have the letter A. We get to that in the chart below. So really what it means is a pure sound. Swatantra is independent. It's not combined to make the letter. Okay. And what type of prayatna are the vowels? Are these simple vowels? Vivrita. They're open. Vivrita is abhyantara prayatna. Vivrita means open, right? That's the type of prayatna it is. Let's go down to the next one.
So
swatantra means self-sufficient. It means independent. How we talk about it, it's a pure vowel. It's not a diphthong. A diphthong are two vowels coming together. Like, for instance, the letter A, as we'll see in the chart below, the letter A is not independent. It's combined. Okay. Let's go to the nyai. Now we're going down to nyai, the pratyahara nyai. In looking at that Maheshwara Sutras, you see that nyai includes the nasals and the first four, right? The nasals and the rest of the mutes.
Oh, I see. So that's all just shorthand.
Yes. The Pratyahara is the shorthand. It's the Maheshwara Sutra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you see where the nya begins and where the and then where that the it letter, kapai. So that includes the nasals and the first four letters, ka, ka, ga, ka, na, etc. That whole group. So now, if we take that, look at what are the kanta in that group? Ku. What does ku stand for? Ka, ka, ga, ga, na. Is everybody with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes?
Yes. But I was surprised that this got involved with this, but it is. Because
yes,
I assumed this was going to be independent of this.
No, it's very related.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would we have you learn it like that?
My question exactly.
Let's look at the talu mute. Okay. Oh, what is this? Swara. Chu.
Chu.
Cha 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 nya. Pu. Osha. Okay? Osha. Pa, pa, ba, pa, ma. Pu. Murta. Ta, ta, da, ta, na. Tu. Dental. Ta, ta, da, ta, ma. Pa, na. Ta, 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 da, ta, na.
It's weird how they have the columns arranged. I always think of Oshta as column 5.
I know.
And more than that, that's 3 and 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I copied it how they had it. So.
Probably because the Iu with that goes in order of that.
Yes. That's what I thought. Does anybody see that? They. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they put this in the order that we usually learn it in? You know, Kanta, Talu, Murata, Denta, Oshta. But if you look at the vowels, il. So they did it in that order, and then they just arranged everything. It doesn't really matter. It's arbitrary. Mm-hmm. Right? What prayatna? What is the prayatna? Spashta. Spashta, I mean. What is spashta? Closed. It's closed. Contact. There's full contact. Right? That's an abhyantara prayatna spashta. Full contact. Let's look at, everybody okay with that line?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the group of swara varga means it's a group of consonants.
So you would say that in Hindi instead of sprishta?
No, it's just a signa. Like what if I want to say, okay, what are the mutes?
Oh,
did
okay.
I get this right? Hold off on that for a minute. Leave the Hindi singing it for a while, and I'll tell you something more clear about that later. I've made a mistake. There's a mistake on these Hindi signas, so just draw a line through it. We'll leave them out for now. The others are okay. Okay. Let's go down to yun.
You mean this whole column? I'll just get rid of this column.
Just get for now. Get rid of it.
Okay.
I have things out of order then.
Okay.
And I can't fix it. I have to check on something. Otherwise, I'd fix it right now, but I can't.
Okay.
Let's go down to yun. What is yun?
Semi-vowels.
Let's look at What kind of letter?
Talu.
Talu. Mm-hmm. Va. Do you notice that va has an asterisk?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
dentoshtam.
Va is dentoshtam. It's dental and labial. Okay. What is? But they put it in this column and then give an asterisk.
Mm.
What is ra? Murta,
lingual.
What is la? Dental. La, dental. Okay. What type of prayatna? Ishat sprishta. A little contact. Little contact. Ishat means little, slightly. Slight contact. Sprishta is full contact. Vivrita is open. Okay. You see that? Vivrita at the top. Those vowels are open. There's no contact.
Mm-hmm.
Sprishta, there's full contact between the vocal cords. Sprishta. Or between the area where the sound is made. There's going to be a full contact. That's why they can't be made by themselves. Okay? Ishat sprishta. Slight contact. Let's go down to the next one. Of the pratyahara. Shal. What is shal?
Plus.
Shudder is the sibilance. But this is shul, the sibilance including ha. Sometimes the sibilants are broken out, especially in Sundi. But ha is technically considered a sibilant also. But it's often broken out. So that's why they have it like that, shudder and hul. But shul includes the sibilance and ha. Okay? Does everybody see in the Pratyahara Sutras? Sha, 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 sutter, hul. So shul, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What type of letter is ha?
Kanta.
Sh. Sh. S.
Denta.
Denta. Denta. And then Ishat Vivrita.
Ishat Vivrita.
Slightly open.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly open. The thing, the, you know, the real way to kind of understand what they mean by open, closed, kind of closed, a little closed, a little open, is just to say the letter and see what they mean. How is that? How are those? How is that happening in your vocal system? You know, when you say it, like for instance, the mutes with the nasal, there's a complete contact. Because there's a complete contact, it's closed. There's no way of saying that without coming into or going out with a vowel, because it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And closed means, you know, no way. Even with a ta, you know, or you can't do it. You have to come in or go out like ma, or uk, ka, ik, ki, like that. You can't do it by itself, closed. But if you say, say if you say the semi-vowels, ya, you can feel inside, the semi-vowels are not as tight. Ya, ra, la, va. So they're not as, they're there's a slight contact, not as contacted. Right. You see that? But now, what if you say, ah, e. There's no closure. You know, it's open. Sh, say sh. You feel the open? Sh. 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 So that's about. It's important to know it because it's a way that Panini uses to classify the letters into groups, similar groups, okay?
And in this one, O is not classified as sambhata.
No. And remember why?
Because in all you said it's everything.
The sambhata for A is returned at the final sutra.
But in usage, it's vibrata.
No, in usage, in teaching, it's vibrata. In usage, it's sambhata. But as long as you're within Panini's world, it's vibrata. As soon as you exit the world, as soon as you exit the teaching, it becomes sambhata. But he doesn't want to make that distinction. It'd be too cumbersome. So he just says, as long as I'm teaching, consider it vivrita. When the teaching stops, then samvrita. Okay? Okay. Let's look at the visarga is considered kanta, and upadmaniya, this is what, Bill, what you were showing me the other day, upadmaniya is considered oshtal. What is upadmaniya? And the visarga here is really jihwa mulia. Let me just show you. Where this comes up, upadmaniya, and the visarga as a guttural. If I have, here's the visarga, ramaha, if I have palati, or just ramaha palam, whatever. Like this. Punaha. Ramaha, punaha. Punaha is shorter or long? Doesn't look right. I get a word I know to spell. Punaha, okay? The rule is if I have any out vowel on this side, followed by visarga, followed by pa or pa, this goes to the sarga, but actually it's upadmaniya, it's made like that. We don't have that anymore, really. Most fonts don't have this symbol. And the pronunciation is like an if. This would be ramath purnaha. Ramath, if sound. And that the technical term for that is upadmaniya. Now why I instead of writing upadmaniya, I wanted to just put this. This symbol. This symbol means upadmaniya. Okay? But I don't have it in the font. So I just wrote the word for what it is. So that upadmaniya is classified under the labials. And the visarga, the visarga itself, whether it's visarga really or jihwa mulia,
the Jihua Mulia would be this. If I have any vowel, any vowel plus Visarga, followed by ka, ka. This is only if you remember your Sunday. If you don't, we're going to be going over these in depth. In that case, this takes a Jihua Mulia. Like if I say Rama Karoti. And the pronunciation here is a guttural. It would be like Ramach Ak. Kind of like Ak. Ramach Karoti. Right? That's called Jihua Mulia. Jihua means tongue. Mulia means at the base of the tongue. Jihua Mulia.
So where would that come on the chart?
Under Kanta. Visarga. Okay. Visarga.
Okay. But it uses the same symbol.
Yeah, it does. It does. Except you won't find a symbol. It's never used anymore because it's in most fonts don't have it. So you'll only, for both, you're only going to see usually the Sarga. Mm. Sometimes in chanting, they'll have it in some of the chanting texts. But not all of the chanting texts either.
Could you write Jihua? I don't have to go shuffling around. So the same symbol is called Upadmanya when it's pronounced Pa and
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jihua Mulia or Jihua Mulam. That which is made at the base of the tongue, the root of the tongue. Jihua is tongue. Mulia, being at the base of the tongue. Read this bottom line here, these two lines, these notes I have underneath, before we take a break. Okay? Underneath the box, number one. Do you see where it says kanta? It says one kanta. Okay? So here's what that one is. A, ku, ha, visarganam, kantaha. The kanta means the throat is the sthana, is the asya, the place of making. For you see that this is like a compound ending in the genitive plural. The kanta is for the letter a, the ku, the ha, and the visarga. Do you see that? It's just listing the members of that column. A-ku-ha visarga-nam kantaha. A-ku. The ku stands for, right, the whole line. Ha, the letter ha, visarga. It's really the Jihua Mulia, but they just call it visarga. Kantaha. Let's look at number two. Do you see number two by the talu in the third column there? Ichu yesha nam talu. So you learn these ichu yesha nam talu.
And the pu becomes long for the upadmanya.
Yeah. We're going ahead. Everybody see the talu? Ichu yesha nam talu. Genitive plural there. Anam like ramanam. Number three, oshtau. U pu. Upadmaniyanam oshtau. Long u from the for the short poo, right? And then the short poo of for the whole palatal labial line. And then upadmaniyanam. Upadmaniya for the upadmaniya. Everybody see? U pu upadmaniyanam oshtau.
It leaves the va out.
Because of the asterisk, it's going to deal with it separately. Okay. Look at four. Four is the Murtha line. R, tu, ra, sha, Riturashanam Murta. Everybody see it? The fifth danta, dentals. Lil tu la sanam. You see the dental line? La tu la sanam. Dentaha, dentals.
Why doesn't it say gantaha and murtaha? Why doesn't it make plural of all of them? It just says dantaha, but then it says oshtau, it says gantaha, murtaha.
There's many teeth. Oshtau, two lips. One throat. One throat, one taller.
And then
two lips, many teeth.
Wow.
One upper palate.
Amazing. You would need Fuma?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why the others are all separate, but number three is all one word.
Because of Sandhi.
Okay.
The U is one letter. Mm-hmm. Short U, Pu is the next. Mm-hmm. The next word starts with U. U and U.
Yeah.
U, Pu, Upadmaniya.
Right.
Whereas there's no Sandhi in any of the others we've done. Akuha visarganam, right? Ichu yeshanam. There's no sandhi. But here in number three, there's sandhi.
So that's why oshtau is connected?
It's connected because it begins with a vowel and the im ends in a consonant.
Oh, thank you.
Where that's not true for the others. The others, it goes to the im, goes to anuswara because of the ka, to anuswara because of the ta.
Right.
Now it stays as the ma because of the o.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You okay with that?
Yes, thank you.
Number four, we did riturashanam murta. Mm-hmm. Then number five, we did riturasanam dantaha. And now the asterisk. Mm-hmm. Vakara. Now remember when we say vakara? We talked about that last week. The kata, the letter va, the a is for uchadanam, pronunciation.
Mm.
So it's really, this is important because this is going to come up again and again. I want to just make sure that we went over this last week. So we can label a letter. It's like giving the letter a name. Like if I want to say, you know, the letter ka, or the letter cha, or the letter u. So we do that by putting kara after the letter. But if I say akara, that's, we can pronounce that. So this is just saying the letter a. But if I say vakara, this is saying the letter if. The a of the va there is for pronunciation. So we'll say vakara, or I could say ka-kara. You have to remember that whenever I say ka, what that actually equals is ik plus a, right? Because the netter stroke is off. But remember that a sparsha letter, mute, can't be pronounced. There's total contact, it's sprishta. Total contact. So you have to add a letter so that this can be pronounced. So this is simply for ucharanam. Ucharanam means enunciation, for being able to say it.
So I'm sorry, does vakara then mean v with or without the a?
What do you think?
V with the a to pronounce v.
What letter am I talking about?
Oh, I see.
If I say vakara, what am I talking about?
Semi.
I'm talking about the semi vowel if. Why is the a there?
Pronunciation. Which a?
If you say this, what is...
Oh, the book. Oh, I see. But, okay. It's like if plus a cut.
Yeah. I don't know why this is hard. I'm not sure. I'm going to explain it again.
And
this letter, if I take a vowel, any vowel, any vowel, doesn't matter. It's vibrata. It's an open letter. Mm-hmm. It can be pronounced by itself, right? I can say or I can say a or o, because it's open. It doesn't require any help. But if I take any other letter,
even whether it be ya or ka or ga or ta, these letters can't be pronounced by themselves. Mm-hmm. So when we have a sutra or we're reading, we want to be able to pronounce the letter. So even though we're only talking about this letter, how are we going to make it pronounceable?
By adding an a. Right.
But we're not talking, see, if we said vakara, if we said we're talking about va, then vakara, then we're not talking about vi, we're not talking about vu, we're not talking about vre, we're talking about va.
Uh-huh.
Right? But when we put kara after a consonant, we're only talking about the V.
Okay.
We use the letter A, this A, right, for pronunciation.
So you know the point where I was confused is when you say we use the letter A for pronunciation.
Yeah.
You meant the letter A, which is part of the word vakara.
Which is part of the word V.
Which is part of the letter V in the word vakara.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know what A you were referring to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's this one right there.
Okay. I'm paranoid. We've got a number of cards. It's game day. It's double fines.
All right. Let's stop. Vakarasya dentoshtam. Dento, the vakara, the letter V, the A being only used for pronunciation, is dentolabial.
Mm-hmm.
Soft,
hard sibilants.
Yeah.
Is that how
it
kind of...
This would be hard, yeah.
Yeah,
sibilants. Yeah, that's right.
So that's kind of just as a learning mm-hmm. tool, I was thinking that's probably how...
That's a nice way to do.
Soft, hard sibilants.
Yeah, and then you could even do this as simple vowels and diphthongs.
Right, right, right.
You could do more than
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's actually, true. Semi-vowels you'd say again, right? But so, semi-vowels, huh, is not a semi-vowel.
Yeah, no, no, but that's right, that's yeah. right, that's right. Semi-vowels minus huh, right?
Yeah.
And the sibilants.
And the
sibilants include the whole here.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, okay. That's right. Okay. And that's why it's fun to, like, and then you can, there's a little more breakup that you can do if you wanted to.
Right, right. Between the aspirates, the non-aspirates,
yeah.
and all of that.
Here you can't get the aspirates, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's
but
right.
These ones also are aspirates and they're non-aspirates.
And then there's others that are, I mean, if you study, but this, right, this is exactly how to study it. Then a lot of times the is left out and suddenly we also it will come a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah,
it's in its own class.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right, we'll go with that. Can you call me when
it might be good? Yeah. I'm going to go. Yeah, I will. Are you going to work out here? Or?
What did you just say?
I'll call you when I'm free.
When the class is over, because it's going to be the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work at all.
Did you just sit here and read a book?
Yeah.
Just read a separate book. Is it staying here?
There's something.
Yeah, just read a book.
Yeah,
No, no, I mean, I'll call. That's not what I meant. Kiki? No, that's absolutely fine. Okay. What's with Penny and Jim? Are they not going to come?
No, no. Remember, she had to go to Florida.
Penny's out of town.
She told you, and
I'm not sure what's going on with Jim.
Yeah.
And there was somebody else that had the
Bria over here.
Who?
Bria.
Yeah.
And Desi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on with Bria.
How long is this course going to go for, Ken?
I don't know. It'll go at least until Christmas. Then I'm going back to the ashram. And then, you know, I start school. Start teaching again. I'm on sabbatical. So what I'm hoping is that by that time, you'll have the technical terms and an understanding of Sundi and how to approach the sutras.
That's so great.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. And then up to Christmas means literally the week of Christmas?
Yeah, I'll be leaving on the 23rd.
Okay.
So. And won't be back until the 3rd, 2nd or 3rd.
Of January.
And so then we'll have to see where we are, you know, see if that's a good place to. The situation for me is I can't just teach this without studying. So once I start teaching, if I'm just teaching Sanskrit, I don't have to prepare, but if I'm doing this, I have to prepare. So I don't know how much time I'll have to prepare. That's what it is.
We'll
do it while we can.
Yeah.
Well, I love it too, because I studied Panini a lot when I was in the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it up again with Brahma Prakashan. So I thought, let me teach this, because they're teaching it so much at the courses. And
Is it historically been taught as a 3-year course?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's the major part.
Yeah. It's a major part of the Sanskrit in the 3-year course. They'll spend, 6 months familiarizing you with the script, basic sense of structure, all of that kind of stuff, and then they'll move you into the final. So I just want some of you to have familiarity.
Okay.
That's when things started going apart. Oh no, I never got those.
I made it, Tim, but you were gone. Well, you were eating way too much.
That was my excuse.
Yeah, I know. I never.
I think we moved. This point in time, a little further into the future, that's possible.
Asya means the place where it's made.
Oh.
It's the Asya. The strong, also called strong. So Asya and Priyatnam and effort. Pratyahara, Asya, Priyatnam.
Yeah,